Hello everyone, this is EMVP Linda Parker. Thank you so much for calling in to Tip of the Day. This morning we have a very special guest, EMVP Tara Brandsma. She is a 3 or 4 and possibly a 5-time MVP trip winner. She is a growing, thriving business, and she's going to share with us her Tip of the Day. So Tara, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Linda, and I am excited. I remember doing these Tip of the Day calls maybe 2 years ago, and they were so impactful in my business personally, and so I am jazzed that we're doing these again. And today I'm going to share a little bit as we close out 2013 and head into 2014. I know we all know that we need to have the best mindset, the best attitude, and the best work ethic when doing this business and be our personal best. And so as I share with you my tip of the day, I'm going to challenge you guys to be your best every single day as you close out your December and head into a brand new year. And it really boils down to vision and goal setting. And as we know, goal setting is so important. And this is something I did not understand in the beginning of my business. I'm very much what I used to think a realist, not so much an optimist. And that switched a lot because I really embraced the idea of setting goals and casting a vision for what I wanted to achieve. And although it seemed a little out there to me in the beginning, what I've realized is it was setting a roadmap for me to understand what activity did I need to do, because I needed to know where I was headed. Was I headed to, you know, promote to the next level in the next couple of months? Was it to earn my DM bonus this current month? I wanted to have goals because it helped me drive where my activity was. So what I want you guys to understand is that when you strive to be your best, the best know what they truly want. Imagine a telescope. This represents the big picture, and you can see things miles and miles and miles away with a telescope. And they seem so far out there, but with a telescope, you can see them crystal clear. And that's so important in this business because the best know what they're working towards. And so you must set a vision and set a goal so you know what you're working towards. And often it's in the distance, but we have a clear picture of it, and in it, in our minds, we can see it. So some of us formulate this vision because of a role model that inspired us and showed us that greatness was possible. I think many of us on these calls have had those people in our lives, especially through this business. And for me, it was the Cecilia Souls and the Linda Parkers, who I heard early on in my business, who I knew nothing about, but I heard them share their journeys of imperfection and setbacks, but most of all, of persistence, tenacity, and having a big vision of what is possible. And because that big vision was painted for me, I started to believe that big things were possible. For many of us, there was a person who paved the way, who showed us that greatness was possible, and that's awesome. But for others, there was no role model to follow, whether it be, you know, someone not local, or you just read an Ayan Arbonne story and you had this God-inspired vision that you're going to pave the way in your area and create something bold and new that had never been done before. So either way, the best all have a moment in their lives when their vision becomes crystal clear. And seeing it is so important because to reach your destination, you know you have to travel through the valley of hardships and struggles to get there. But your big picture vision will fuel you during your journey, and it will help you bear the struggles and get over those hardships to reach your goal. And I can't tell you how many times the little setbacks, the really hard no's, or the person that you thought was going to jump into the business and backed away, those moments are hard no matter who you are, no matter what level you're at. But when you have a vision, it's just you kind of accept it and you just move on knowing it's part of the journey, because really your focus is your vision, not the little things that come at you every day. I read about a dad who told his daughters this, and I love this. Don't choose your career based on what you think will please me. I don't care what you do. Just find something you love and that you're passionate about and pray for guidance that God will show you why you are here and reveal what you truly want. If you ask, you will receive. But whatever you do, don't be a 50%er. Invest 100% of every ounce of your energy in knowing what you want and becoming great at it. Strive to be your best and stand tall. I love that. To me, that is pretty empowering. And I challenge you, are you being 100%er as you close out December and as you head into 2014? The great thing is if and I was this, in the first 4 or 5 months of my business, I was maybe a 10%er. I wouldn't even give myself 50%. But I could change that. I changed that in the start of 2007 with a brand new year. I said, this is a fresh start for me. Or whether that was just even, I was, you know, even if you're cranking and moving, you can take it up a notch and create something even bigger, better just by being bolder and really raising the bar for yourself. So what I want you to do is formulate your vision of what is possible and dream big. It doesn't take any more energy to dream big than it does to dream small. And devote your time and energy to doing what it takes to achieve this vision. Here's practically what I'm going to encourage you to do. One of the things that I have done several times, and now that I've been in Arbonne 8 years, I've looked back and looked at what I wrote down in terms of my vision, and I've been astounded, literally almost falling off my chair of what was achieved that I didn't even think, like I threw it down thinking, gosh, this would be really cool if I could achieve this. But honestly, I think somewhere in the back of my mind, there was a little voice saying, yeah, right, Tara. So here's what I encourage you to do. There's this great book called The Success Principles by Jack Canfield. And as you head into 2014, so keep your eyes on the prize for closing out December. December can be a killer month for AIT going into qualification for the next level or even promoting to the next level. But as you head into the new year, take time, sit down, devote an hour or two towards the end of the year to really do this. There's chapters 1 through 8 of The Success Principles has these awesome exercises, and I've read books upon books about, you know, where it encourages you to complete the exercises before you move on. Most of the time, I never do that, and really that is to my disservice. So with this, in 2007, I actually took the time to sit down and write out all of my, out all of the exercises. So as a new RVP in 2007, I wrote down what I wanted for my business, my marriage, my children, my community, my faith. I wrote down specifically what I wanted. When I looked back at what I wrote just 3 short years later, so in 2010, I looked back, I couldn't believe how much of it was already reflected in my life at that time. And then some, there were certain things that I had way underestimated that I could achieve. So I was also encouraged to write down 101 things on my bucket list. I could only get to 50. It gets kind of hard when you're trying to write this down. I got to 50 in 2007 when I was a brand new RVP. Brand new. I didn't even know what I was really doing. But here are some things that I wrote down. Be an EMVP with Arbonne. Train at GTC. Give $1,000 to someone in need anonymously. Go to Italy, which I just 3 days ago got back from an amazing trip to Italy with some Arbonne friends. Go to Africa. You guys, in 2007, I didn't know that in 2012, Arbonne was going to launch an MVP incentive trip where you could go on an African safari that I could earn. You guys, that was in 2007, and 5 years later, Arbonne offered this trip, and so I now got to check that off my bucket list. And I got to take my husband on a trip of a lifetime. I even put on there, have a baby boy, God willing, and I was pregnant with my second daughter at the time. And today now I have a 22-month-old little boy, and it just still blows my mind that I get to check things off like that. But I just put it down there because I thought that would fill my cup, and it's come true. So seriously, write down what you want and get after it, because when you really become crystal clear about what it is you want, you will start to do the work that used to feel 10 times harder before getting that crystal clear vision. So my challenge to you as you close out your year is to create that vision for what you want to see in 2014 and the years to come. And be the best visionary you can. And I don't care if you're a brand new consultant or a seasoned EMVP, but your team buys into your vision. It's what creates their vision. So what vision are you creating and duplicating? The vision I heard when I first started as a brand new consultant, I was told, you guys see what I see. I see a parking lot full of white Mercedes. I saw it in my head because that vision was painted for me, and it became a reality because I and a whole group of other people helped create the vision that was being painted for us. This is a big responsibility, you guys, for each of us to take on. It's not so much what the vision that your upline paints. It's the vision that you paint as well to your team and your future team. We can be game changers for our team because of the vision we cast. So I encourage you guys to take that exercise. Do chapter 1 through 8 of that Jack Canfield book. And really put it in a journal. Don't look at it. You don't have to look at it every day. I didn't look at it every day. I don't even think I picked it up for a couple of years. And when I opened it up, I was astounded. But I had created this vision by taking the time to write it down and really think about it, that it started to become crystal clear and ingrained in the back of my brain of what I was striving for in my life, in my Arbonne business, in my family, in my faith. That is, it's so empowering to put it out there and then just get to work and see what you can create by being bold. You guys, here's how powerful breathing life over your business can be. You guys, death and life lie in the power of the tongue. So when we're talking to our teams and building that vision, really own that responsibility. I remember me and a couple of my MVPs, Mary Wright and Jenny Kronbach, we've been able to build vision together, which is really cool. And I remember telling our team at a retreat about 2 years ago that we had this vision. I told them, do you guys want to hear my big vision for the year? I said, my vision for the year is that we give out 10 or more white Mercedes this year. We double the number that it took us 5 years to get to in all in 1 year. That's a big vision to put out there, and it scared me a little bit. Well, that year we had 9 new RVPs promote out because I painted that vision, and yes, we were one short of my big vision, but to almost double the number of VPs that took 5 years to happen in a year, I wanted to be bold and I wanted to put it out there. We achieved 90% of our goal because we put it out there and we went for it. So you guys, really map out your goals. Don't be afraid to be bold and to scare yourself a little bit. I remember hearing on a call one time, if your goal doesn't scare you, you haven't set it high enough. So go out there, close your December, stay true to your goals that you set at the beginning of December, and figure it out and map out the activity you need to get to achieve that, and go for it. And really start 2014 off on the best foot by mapping out that vision, because I promise you, when you get that crystal clear vision in your mind, you will do the work necessary to get there. So that's it, Linda.
Tara, thank you so much. What an awesome tip. We appreciate it so much. You guys, take what she said, plan, create your vision. Spend this time reflecting, creating your vision, because it's all possible. Thanks so much, Tara. And don't forget, y'all, to make someone's day. Thanks so much.